Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. So folks, I'm always drinking in information. I mean, at night, during the day, I'm always in the Word. I'm always bouncing things off the U.S. Constitution, state statute, the laws, having conversations. I'm just constantly being sharpened in one way or another, and I'm not going to get sharpened unless I'm actually in the fight, right? And iron sharpens iron regardless of what that comes from or who that comes from. And one of the things that I was listening to today, was the story of a man named Arthur Shawcross. His name was Arthur Shawcross. And I'm listening to this story, and it was a man. He's a serial killer, and he murdered 12 women from 1988 to 1990. It's interesting to note that he also was a pedophile, and he killed a little 6-year-old girl after he raped her. And then he also buried a little 10-year-old boy by the railroad tracks in Upper State New York after he raped him. And somehow or another, the government came in and threw him a plea bargain to admit to some of the crimes that he committed against the women, but not the children. And I thought that was rather bizarre. And so they're interviewing him, and the cameras are on his face, and I'm driving around taking care of business, and I'm doing my best to, when I can, pay attention to how he's responding to the questions. And I want you to think about what I just said again. This is your country. This is your government. This is your said Justice Department that allowed this man to murder 12 women and 2 children. And the 2 children that he murdered are under the radar. They're not on public record. You have to kind of dig for them. But going back to the way that he responded to the questions, he had no fear of consequence. None. You know, Charles Spurgeon is the guy that said, lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. You know, as much as people don't want to admit it, it matters not. It's true. God's law must be enforced in all areas of life, at all hazards, if we want to experience true peace and righteousness. Outside of that, this is what we're going to get. We're going to get serial killers. We're going to get repeat criminals. And we have a system of injustice that has a 79% recidivism rate. That means they're reoccurring criminals. Why? Again, listen to what I'm telling you. There is no fear of consequence, yet that is the fear of the Lord in teaching men to not commit the crime, in teaching men to not commit the crime is showing them what happens when you do commit the crime according to God's statutes. Well, this guy, Arthur Shawcross, he never experienced any of that. No, matter of fact, after he killed the two kids, he didn't want to talk about the two kids that he raped and murdered. But when it came to the 11 and 12 women that he murdered, he had a smirk on his face the entire time. Then the guy that was doing the interviewing began to ask the question, so why did you do it? Well, he said they would turn on me or they would threaten me and I would just snap their neck, and he would chuckle about it. The interviewer would say back to him, so you think that was the consequence for just saying that they were going to tell on you or they talked back to you? He goes, I did, and he kind of chuckled. What happens in a country like in the 1800s, the 1700s, the 1800s, and the beginning of the 1900s, when somebody murdered someone, they publicly hung them? And what does Scripture tell us? Why did they do that? To teach others also to fear not only God first and foremost, but also to commit the crime against the innocent. There's none of that. It's completely null and void in the minds of the American people, and they wonder why their country is literally going to hell in a handbasket. It's given over to the criminals that are encouraged to commit the crime. I want you to catch this before the end of this first segment, because we're going to change topics up throughout the show today. It was interesting that when the prosecutor was involved with Arthur Shawcross, a serial killer responsible for murdering two children and 12 women, when the prosecutor started saying he knew exactly what he was doing the whole time, because all of his defendants were saying he was incoherent. He's insane. He couldn't help himself. He didn't know what he was doing. And you know what the prosecutor said in question to all that? Then why did he try to hide his crimes? Doesn't this sound like corruption within the halls of the church and within the government in America today? They always know how to lie to cover up the truth. And why do they lie? Because they know the truth. And when Arthur Shawcross, this serial murderer, was beginning to be asked these questions and made more poignant concerning his crimes and the responsibility of him who committed the crime, namely him, he started to become real nervous, because he knew if that was removed, that he was insane, that he didn't know what he was doing, he was incoherent. He knew all the well right there that he may be facing execution. And guess what happened when he started to realize that he may face execution if these people don't hold this lie up that you're helping me prop up so I can commit the crime again, and I'm talking about the state. He started getting really nervous, because he knew that there would be real consequence to his actions in murdering innocent people. You have a system of injustice in this country, friends, that is gone rogue, and it is wickedly departed from the living God. And I'm here to tell you, this is all across the boards. You have the highest incarceration rate in the world today. And who has taught the young people to commit the crime more than the older generation? Wisdom is justified by your children, Luke 7:35. Nobody. And what are they doing when they're trying to justify the crimes that they've taught their children in America today? They try to put them on dangerous psychotropic drugs. They try to blame somebody for something that they're responsible for. And who has taught them that? The system of injustice. Folks, I'm just going to tap into this just a little bit. But I'll tell you what, folks, when people realize that there's actual consequence for their actions, they act completely different. And that is called teaching men the fear of the Lord. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to this train of thought. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, top left side of the page. You will find us live on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Listen to me carefully, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of the page, go to solradiolive.com, and you will subscribe to our live feed, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 11:1, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ, period. Period. We were just talking about the injustice of what's taking place in this country today. And here's another prime example of how you are being sold out by your said representative government. And as I told you, what happens when you lower the law? You dim the light by which men perceive their own guilt. Americans, if they don't want to, and if you don't want to realize that you are to be the law that upholds justice in this country, this is what's going to continuously happen. You have a Supreme Court that has gone rogue long ago. You have a Supreme Court that said that it was okay for women to murder their children. And that was always one of the questions that I put to the people that listen and watch me on a daily basis. And you feel safe going to sleep at night? Well, they're exhibiting who they are once again by opening the borders up and attacking good government in the United States that's guarding their borders from illegals coming into the United States of America. Now, I know you just heard this during the teen up of the show just a couple minutes ago, but I again wanted you to see the injustice taking place by the nine unelected injustices that you're called or you're believed to, you're led to believe that are there to uphold the law. They're not upholding the law, Americans. They're taking down the law. They're tearing down the law. This is funny. This is the Daily Caller just highlighted the fact that Supreme Court, listen to this, how they're playing God is unto themselves. The Supreme Court, not the laws that God established through common law, but the Supreme Court allows, they're saying that they allow Biden to admit, or I'm sorry, Biden administration to remove Texas border wall from the illegals coming into the United States of America illegally. Now, there's federal statute, there's state statute that bars all of this illegal conduct. As a matter of fact, if you don't want to learn from your own laws, Americans, go into Mexico and look at their laws. Look what happens if you go into their country illegally. You get in trouble big time. You're incarcerated and you're fined. But now you have the Supreme Court saying, no, Joe Biden, as if to suggest that whatever Joe wants, Joe gets, not realizing this is a representative limited government. But the Supreme Court wants you to believe that Biden can go ahead and tell Texas to take down the wire. Baloney. See, what's going to happen, and I've said this several ways, in several different ways, in analogy form, that either you're going to deal with the corrupt politicians in which you have provision in the Constitution, or else you're going to be made a prey before your enemies. Now, again, if you don't want to listen to that, you're going to be made a prey. You're going to be made a prey from illegals. You just heard during the break that how there's terrorists flooding into America. This is the same media and the same government that told you that the two towers were dropped by Iraqis somehow or another. The American people believed it until they went over there and destroyed the country, stole all their oil, made $34.5 billion, and then they denied that there was ever any WMDs. This is the same government that told you that. Okay? They were the ones that told you that terrorists attacked the building, but yet nobody's profited from September 11, 2001 more than your own said representative government. And you're seeing masked off in a major, major way. That's all you had to do is pay attention to what they established unconstitutionally through the agencies after September 11th, but people didn't want to listen to that neither. The American people, the mass amount of the American people, have allowed their government to do what they want without consequence. And that's exactly what I was talking about when I was talking about this serial killer during the first segment. That's why he killed. That's why he raped and murdered a little 6-year-old girl and then hid the evidence. That's why he raped a 10-year-old little boy and then murdered him and then hid the evidence. And he hid him off a railroad track in upper New York State. And that wasn't good enough. He only had to serve a couple years. And before you know it, he was out again because you didn't want to follow the rule of God's statute that said it's blood for blood and teaching others not to commit the crime, which is a mercy to the innocent. Nobody wanted to listen to that. So what did he do? He gets out and he kills one woman. Then he killed another. Then 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 two more. And then he sat there during his interview and he laughed in the face of his crimes. He laughed at who? The people that tolerate his crimes. What's happening with corrupt representation in this country? That's doing what they want, when they want, and how they want. Isn't that interesting? Here, let me add a little fuel to this fire, if you don't mind. Isn't it interesting? The American Military News also highlighted illegal immigrants can fly without ID under Biden administration. No, really what that should say? Illegal immigrants can fly without ID under the American people's watch because Joe Biden works for the people. He's not a government unto himself. Now, constitutionally, I told you exactly how that headline should go. But I want you to think about this. Well, you're being violated at the airport, at the bus depot, at the train depot. You're being ID'd for everything that you do, and you're being taxed to death in the process. I want you to contemplate when you go to the airport how you're violated illegally through the Fourth Amendment, a violation of the Fourth Amendment, by which, for the most part, the TSA are now illegals, or they're from other countries, if you haven't been paying attention. But you're being violated there. You have to show your ID every step of the way. And yet, you're said to treasonous Joe, who's everybody in the country knows that he's guilty of the act of treason, instead of dealing with him lawfully, Article 3, Section 3, which, by the way, call it for what it is, it's a death sentence. And if it was me or you doing it, we'd have been held accountable to treason for the crime of treason a long time ago. But for some reason, the masses in this country allow him to commit the crimes that he's committing. And it's not just him, it's the whole circle. Washington needs to be cleaned up big time from the top to the bottom, friends. And then we need to go from the governors to the states down throughout the states of our union. Okay, illegal immigrants can now fly without ID under Biden administration. So, folks, remember, also, let me say this just so you can put it into context. Every time you go into an airport, every time you get on a bus, every time you get on a train, do you realize that it's this same government that is pointing the finger at you as a potential terrorist? Can I ask you something? Who are the terrorists? Terror, defined in Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition is government by intimidation. So do I need to define the rest for you, Americans? Who are the terrorists? Who are the ones creating the crimes? Well, I just highlighted the fact that the Supreme Court, somehow or another, believes that they're above the law, said that Joe Biden, man, he can pull in all of these illegals into this country, regardless if the state government and the people in the state of Texas enforce the law or not. We're telling them to remove it right now. And it's funny because I have right in front of me that where all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void, that's out of sight and out of mind to the American people. Every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the power granted by it. Every usurpation or law repugnant like this to it cannot have been made in pursuance of its powers. The latter will be nugatory and void. Thomas Jefferson said that, but that's out of sight and out of mind. So no wonder why the Supreme Court is doing what it's doing. No wonder why the criminal treasonous administration is doing what it's doing, because the people are letting them do it. The Constitution, as to the powers therein granted, is consistently to be the supreme law of the land. That's found in Article 6, Section 2. Did you take the time and go read it for yourselves, Americans, so you can understand that I'm telling you the truth? And they're accountable to that, and they're to faithfully execute the laws found within, not without, Article 2, Section 3? Well, it says it is not the supreme law in the exercise of a power not granted. Did you grant or delegate authority to your said representatives to tell them to stop enforcing the laws against the illegals? I didn't think so. But guess what they're doing? Just whatever they want to, because they're not working for you, Americans. You just haven't figured that out yet, have you? No, I know, and that's why we're in what we're in, and our kids are going to pay the price if the adults don't take responsibility. When I say that you're being outsourced, friends, I'm telling you, you're being outsourced. And I want to tell you, you're being sold out, and I want to go one more step and tell you, you have been sold out. And you better get a hold of your government, because you are the government. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. Sports 8 News Update. A missile attack by Iran-backed militants in western Iraq did leave several American service members wounded at an airbase there. The Iranian-supported militias accused of launching missiles at Al-Assad Air Base Saturday. U.S. Central Command says most of the missiles were intercepted, but some did get through and hit the base. Meanwhile, one top White House national security advisor is saying that diplomatic steps have been taken to combat Houthi rebels in Yemen through peaceful means.
We've imposed sanctions on the Houthis. We have gotten dozens of countries to issue statements condemning their attacks. We've gotten a statement from the UN Security Council, a resolution condemning these attacks.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer, on with ABC's This Week, says U.S. and U.K. attacks will continue against the Houthi militants. The youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has died, reportedly after a battle with prostate cancer. Dexter Scott King was 62. I'm Ryan D.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Okay, so let me give it to you in order. So the Supreme Court, okay, out of their jurisdiction, found it within themselves to attack the state of Texas and telling them that they better remove the wire that keeps the illegal immigrants out of the United States of America. This is your Supreme Court. But this is the same Supreme Court that I've been warning you about for a long time. Nine unelected bureaucrats. They just told you, they just showed you, they're not working for the people. These are the same people that said you can murder your baby, men can marry men, women can marry women, create tax out of thin air, advocate for something, and how many topics and issues that God clearly condemns. Their job is to discover God's law and apply it, not to create outside of it, and then teach the people to war against God. Read Micah 3:5. That's insane. But that's what's happening here. Things aren't just going to get better on their own. Then we're told that illegal immigrants can fly without ID. Wow! Wait a second. What happened to that terrorism that they've been attacking us over for the last 20 years, 21 years? You see, it doesn't fit the narrative anymore. They're attacking a new generation. Do you understand? They're not operating in their scope of authority. This makes them criminal. Here, let me now go line upon line, precept upon precept. Conservative Action Alerts just highlighted bond set for illegal immigrant deported four times. Four times. who allegedly killed mom and son in drunken driving crash. What is his consequence? He's got to go back. That's all he's going to do is change his name, and he'll come back into the United States of America and do it again and again and again. Why are they coming back into America illegally? Because your federal and state governments are inviting them to come in and take place, your place. Look what's going on in other countries, friends. I just highlighted yesterday, I believe it was in Ireland, the police are now being used to basically stifle anybody that would speak out against the illegals that are coming into their country and taking over their homes. Look to Germany. Look to France. This is perfect scripture, friends. Perfect scripture. Okay, so we have now, and if you look at these crimes that are being committed for this illegal that's been here four times and then now is responsible for killing mom and son, if you look at federal law, whoever allured them into that state is responsible for that crime. See, but you know why that won't happen? And hopefully it will, is because the people sit back and say nothing's going to happen to them. Oh, my goodness. We're in the position that we're in today because people haven't done anything up to this point. It's time we get a hold of what's going on here, right? Okay, so let me take it again. Look at this. New York moves to provide for free health care to illegal immigrants. Right on the back of California just last week. Americans, they're working in alliance. They're not warring against each other. I just highlighted this yesterday. All of those people, the options that you were given, were attacking Donald Trump. They were all attacking Donald Trump for his crimes, for what he did wrong during his four-year criminal administration. And then once he won in Iowa, the caucus, right, what happened? They immediately turned on the people they were allegedly trying to convince, they were protecting them by saying no to Donald Trump. What happened? Once he won the caucus, they all turned and they endorsed Donald Trump. Wait a second. That's pro wrestling at its very worst. Exactly. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18, when you get a moment. 28, verse 18. Now, I want you to watch this video because this is pretty crazy. Okay, so you have a government, instead of doing their job and stopping the illegals at the border, okay, and cleaning out corruption within, I want you to pay attention to this because it goes back to something that we were talking about concerning the topic of January 6th yesterday. And the red flags that were going up all over the place, we showed you the videos. Tim did an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. All the videos are there. That were not the people. Folks, that was a honey trap, as you well know. They were allured, they were led, they were entrapped, and then they were accused of the crimes of bust-in paid provocateurs as well as federal agents. You know it as well as I do, okay? I want you to check this out.
Listen. The air marshals are on planes right now, and how many do you think there should be to get to a safe level?
Well, Carly, we're not flying right now. The only missions that we're doing are Quiet Skies missions, and those are missions that are following the January 2021 people. So we're either on the border for illegal immigrants or we're following folks from January 2021. We're not doing our regular mission.
They're using their air marshals to track down anybody there, anybody that was there on January 6th, 2021. This is what this woman is telling this interviewer.
Just where we're out there looking for the bad guys. So right now on most flights, you're not going to have air marshals.
What do you mean by that you're following January 2021 people? What does that mean?
That means our primary mission is a little group called Quiet Skies. It's a mission called Quiet Skies that we're following people that flew into the National Capital Region in January 2021. You did not have to go to the Capitol or the rally, and you've been put on a specific list that TSA now has assigned air marshals to follow these people who have not had any type of criminal investigation. They haven't committed a crime, but yet 3 years later, we're following the same individuals day in and day out.
So your government's still hunting down Americans in hopes of accusing them of a crime on January 6th. Did you get that? And I'm not saying that condescendingly. It irritates me to no end. to no end. Okay? Let me go to the next point, just to show you who's attacking. This is Sean Barber, Canadian world champion pole vaulter. He just died at 29 years old. 29 years old. This guy right here, according to the Gateway Pundit, which, by the way, they have some good content over there that I've seen. Journalist who tried to cancel Novak Djokovic for being unvaccinated, he collapses and dies suddenly at the Australian Open. And we notice that there's a lot of that. Why? Because God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. Okay? We also know, if I get to it, I'll get to it. If I don't, I don't. That's okay. The CDC, okay, which was going to be investigated in 2015 because one of the CEOs came forward and told Congress that there was some seriously nefarious activity going on inside of the CDC. Well, we can all see what happened 5 years later. Those congressmen weren't going to investigate those that were paying the most. But the CDC drafted alert for myocarditis and COVID-19 vax, but never sent it out. Wow. Isn't that insane? Then Tim Brown, morning show host of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, did an article on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com that a judge orders the CDC to release 7.8 million text-based responses submitted to VSafe reveals the extent of vaccine injuries. As I've said before, folks, they're not going to incriminate themselves. When you look at the Supreme Court, they're already trying to hand power off to the WHO and the CDC, which is premised on administrative law. It undermines the Constitution, therefore it's null and void. But if you don't know that, they can do whatever they want to. Okay? I wanted to show you this as well. Right on cue. The WHO director calls for worldwide pandemic panic. Who's creating all of this, friends? I want you to listen carefully. Because we have a shirt on sonsoflibertymedia.com that comes to my aid. And I want you to, again, consider and contemplate. This guy's got terror ties. He's a devil, is what he is, friends. He's just willing to do the biddings of the lunatics that are overseeing the asylum that the American people and people on a worldwide basis are tolerating. But if you go over to the store, you're going to find a shirt. And I'm pulling up the store right now. What you're going to do is you're going to find a shirt over there. And what it says on there, this is a warning from Mr. Penn. Long ago, as a matter of fact, here, I'm going to pull that back up, and I want you to hear this. This was William Pitt the Younger who said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. What is he doing again? And what's interesting, and what you should think about, friends, and contemplate, is Donald Trump is being put back into the people's White House, the father of the vaccine, who said that Klaus Schwab, who's responsible for creating a Fourth Reich, Donald Trump said he's doing a great job over there. Well, guess who works for Klaus Schwab over here? The WHO director who's calling for a worldwide pandemic. You always have to see through every emergency that they create. Notice it always requires something that hasn't been delegated to them by the people. Just like after the last 3 years of the pandemic, isn't it interesting that we had federal judges come out and say that what's going on concerning the governors and the CDC and the WHO and the NHA, it's all unconstitutional, therefore it's null and void. But did the American people listen to the federal judges who were telling us that it was a violation of the 14th Amendment? Nope, the people didn't want to hear it. They just went along and they pretended with the dictators. And it's happening again. Listen carefully. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants, and it is the creed of slaves. William Pitt the Younger. Why do the people put up with this? I don't know. Americans, you are being flooded right now by illegals. Why do you think they're pulling these people in? They're pulling these people in outside of the hand of God in bringing judgment. They're bringing them in to hand off what you have over to them, number one. And number two is to stack the deck against you so you have no more power to stand against what's going on here. Are you thinking? So for every moment that you give them to assail you, pay attention to the fact that they are taking opportunity. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to show you a video as to what's going on in New York in just a moment.
What it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
They say you can go ahead and turn and look the other way, but you can't say that you didn't know, and you will be held accountable for it. I want to go over to this because I didn't want to stop there because I'm telling you, you've been sold out. You have. Americans, you've been sold out. And how many people I see in positions of government to put a stop to this nonsense that are just sitting down when they should be standing up against it. It can be very disheartening. Praise God, my heart's and my place of trust is not in man. It is definitely in the Lord, just like David's. I'm going to go over to New York really quick, just to show you that it's not stopping. The tsunami's going forward, Americans, in more ways than one can even conceive on so many different levels. New York appellate court just gave the government permission, listen carefully, to take you from your home and put you into quarantine with no due process. No. I'm here to tell you, there's nothing legal about that. They can call it whatever they want to call it. It's not law. I want to make clear before I play this video that you understand this is exactly what Ron DeSantis did in Florida through SB 2006. To show you, the ones that they're selling to you as the good guys are just as guilty as those that they're selling to you as being the bad guys. Because when it hits, folks, and it's going to hit, you're going to see all those good guys that I tried to warn you about that aren't good guys, according to the Word of God, 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15, Matthew 7, 16 through 20. Oh, the list goes on. Everything you've heard on this show that you think is irrelevant right now, I'll tell you what you're going to learn. The history of this ministry. Oop, I wish that I listened. Oop, now I understand why you were talking about that. Oop. And by the way, unbeknownst to us in many cases, but we're there. We're following that lead. Romans 8:14. Now let's go over here, and I want to show you that just you want a little, you want a breather, right? I know everybody does. They all want a breather. A breather from what? Their responsibilities. That's what it is. They don't want to be responsible. One thing I noticed that the more pertinent the information is when it comes to the people's obligations and duties, the less they want to watch, the less they want to listen. And what you do is you find those people, and I see them all the time. These are people that would call themselves my friend or Christians. And you see where they're at. They're on vacation all the time. If they're not on vacation, well, you're in the fight. Many of them are trying to create a world that doesn't exist outside of everything I'm telling you right now, because somehow or another, they've deceived themselves into believing that it just isn't applicable to them. That's exactly what the Jews said back in the 30s. It's exactly what they said. It even got so bad that when they were behind barbed wire fences, after they disarmed them, that's the next step. Even after they disarmed them and they threw them behind barbed wire fences, the dissidents, the gypsies, and the Jews, right, that we were told were liquidated through the Holocaust, they were still behind the fences saying, Adolf Hitler needs us. I'm not kidding you. And remember, in Germany, people loved Adolf Hitler. They looked at Adolf Hitler as a savior. Sound familiar, Americans? Dictators are loved by the people, not hated by the people. I mean, the righteous are going to stand up against them and hate that which the Lord hates. Psalm 97. But you need to understand the mass. Look at pictures of those when Adolf Hitler went by and saluted. Look at the pictures of the people that saluted back. And then tell me they hated his guts. And everywhere you looked, he had pictures of himself posted somewhere. And he came across to the people as a savior. That's what people don't realize. Read 8:25 of Daniel. He destroys through peace. He destroys through policy. That's how he deceived the people. You got to understand when you read 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15, friends, that his ministers are transformed into angels of light, according to the light that men have. And I'm not talking about the light of men in John 1. No. I'm not talking about that. Satan is the one that mocks and mimics everything that Christ does. And this is how, and I just talked to somebody about this today, and this is how we are to judge people. Not by what they say. We are to judge them by what they do. And you're not going to see those, for example, that are put up by the mainstream media. They're not going to tell you the truth as to those that they're putting up. Anybody that the cameras are on today, I can tell you right now, in politics, the cameras are all over their controlled operatives. The cameras are all over all of their actors. And out of nowhere, here comes more of them. And they're always sold to the people as a savior. Elon Musk is being sold to the people as a savior over the last 3 years. Is he not? But he's a blatant Satanist. The guy's a lunatic. He wants to put a chip in the back of your head just like the rest of them. Okay? So when they're sold to you as good guys, you probably better put it up to the Word of God and judge them by what they do, pull the curtain back on them, and look at what that person is all about. So let's do this. Let's go fast forward. I just want to reiterate this point again. I know that Florida's a honey trap. I know South Dakota's a honey trap. I think the most dangerous states that you are in today are probably the safest states. If you're under the Lord, the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ, you're in the safest place you can possibly be on this earth, Revelation 1, 5. Okay? But for the sake of time, I want to go over to this. I got 3 minutes left, and I want you to see this for yourselves.
Is the law that the New York appellate court just upheld? A provision imposed via executive fiat by Kathy Hochul during COVID called Rule 213, where the state can, quote, isolate or quarantine you, defined as, quote, the physical separation and confinement of an individual or group who are reasonably determined by the state commissioner of health or local health authority to be infected. By what? No. In fact, the Founding Fathers gave us an amendment to prevent this, actually. It goes something like, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. This is not China. This is not Australia. You cannot physically separate, as the rule says, or confine people because some bureaucrat decides they should be able to. At the very least, there is a legal process for that. You know, that little due process thingy. In fact, the lower superior court of the state of New York noted that exact thing when they overturned this order last July. Because this order was entirely constitutional for a number of reasons, but most notably because it violates due process. Their ruling saying, quote, involuntary detention or hospitalization even done pursuant to Public Health Law 2120 triggers constitutional protections, including the right to counsel, as well as proof for the need of detention by clear and convincing evidence. No such due process protections are afforded by Rule 213. Went on. Under this rule, the commissioner has unfettered discretion to issue a quarantine or isolation to
anyone. Listen to this, folks.
If there is no evidence that person is infected or the carrier of a disease. The ruling continued. Quote, involuntary detention and a severe deprivation of individual liberty far more egregious than any health safety measures. Kind of sums it up. The scariest part was that who got to define what disease applies to this order? Now, the same government issuing it got to define it. That order even included food poisoning and other non-communicable diseases. Hey, but that didn't stop the AP from fact-checking some reporting on this, saying, quote, the rule said that people can be isolated or quarantined in interim housing rather than just in their homes, but doesn't mention camps. Well, yeah, of course it doesn't mention camps. Hochul's Rule 213 does, in fact, include a proposition to home quarantine, but that's just one of the options afforded to the jurisdiction and the whim of some health bureaucrat.
Yeah, see, folks, so what they're doing is he's telling you that the said representatives are not, again, working for you. You are being sold out at every given level, and I want to make clear that this isn't just Hochul. This isn't just Ron DeSantis and Kristi Noem, the good guys, right? And I'm talking about outside of Hochul's being sold to you as being the good guys, and namely DeSantis and that of Kristi Noem. But I want you to understand something, friends. These are the same people that are cheerleaders for Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine, to be put back in the people's White House, who gave full permission unto himself, he called himself the father of the vaccine, and selling this said experimental jab to the American people, in which he takes full responsibility for. We wouldn't be talking about this, friends. Just think about that. This plandemic and all this illegal censorship, if it wasn't for Donald Trump opening the doors to it. You gotta think, Americans. But then again, that's why we're here. Love you by what we do.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GC GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.